Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2 UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for August 2022. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading the lineup is Presidential Comment. Here's our President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pamari. NZRT now has a new treasurer, namely Stuart Burns from Christchurch. NZRT Council will confirm the appointment at its face-to-face meeting next month on the Friday prior to the NZRT AGM and conference weekend in Wellington. Stuart brings a wealth of accountancy knowledge to the role, and he will work with Evan for a smooth changeover. Unfortunately, Stuart will not be at this year's AGM due to a clash with a family event over the same weekend. I'm sure a bio will appear in a future issue of Break-In where he will introduce himself to the membership. Like Evan, Stuart is not an amateur, having other interests, but you never know. Maybe we can see if the interest is there to become one. As mentioned by Debbie in a recent HQ info line, the numbers attending this year's conference in Wellington are well down on what we expected. This could be due to the time of the year, COVID, winter flu, or any other number of things as to why people have chosen not to attend. The reason to attend the AGM is to see the organisation working, asking those important questions of those present, and being involved in the organisation. Do not complain or spread false rumours of this or that when the opportunity to ask those questions are here and you've chosen not to. It is a poor behaviour to berate an organisation when presented with the opportunity to attend, and you state a reason like I was too busy, or they wouldn't listen to me, or they shut me down from anything of asking of anything of note. So make the effort. Debbie will also have additional information about proxy voting. So listen to her requests and make sure your branch proxies are submitted so that the AGM can go through and ahead this year. The 2-metre, 77-metre band plan review draft document is available online for the NZRT website. The latest version, 2.3, is now available. Please have all your comments in, as NZRT Council will be finalising the reviews and findings and signing it off. Don't come to NZRT after the event saying you didn't know or you didn't have the chance to be consulted. The consultation on this review started in May of this year. Following on from last month, here are more examples of the benefits of NZRT membership. Are you or your local club have repeaters situated around the country? If so, did you know that NZRT's public liability insurance protects members of NZRT from liability when attending these locations in cases of damage or fire, for examples? If you are not a member of NZRT, you are not covered. No doubt you are all aware of Break-In and Callbook that you receive each year as part of your NZRT membership. This year, Callbook isn't being produced, but the content, like the repeater maps, for example, will be available in Break-In and the website when ready. Break-In is not only read by Kiwis, but by many an amateur around the world as a valuable source of information and articles. Just on articles for Break-In, I know as a former editor that the editor of Break-In is always looking for articles, so get writing and submit them through. Also, can you write a column for Break-In? With the recent passing of columnists to become Silent Keys, I'm sure the current editors, Philip and Doug, would look for any inquiries to write a column for Break-In. Get in touch with them if you can. The use of unrestricted radios has again reared its head. This time, a Northland man is facing charges of selling the radios to non-amateurs as police scanners. He is facing a maximum fine of $30,000 for these offences. The rules are well documented by RSM, and the licence required is free to apply for. Information of this has been published in previous issues of Break-In and on the NZRT website. This should be a warning to everybody to follow the rules or you will be subject to such enforcement action. If in any doubt about this, read the articles or contact NZRT HQ for guidance. Finally, see you all in 2 weeks in Wellington at the AGM and conference weekend. That's it from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark. NZRT President Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Te Puke Amateur Radio Club, Branch 53 of NZART, will be holding its 20th market day on Saturday, the 24th of September. The venue is the Paengaroa Community Hall, number 4, Old Coach Road, Paengaroa. Now, the venue opens for vendors from 7 a.m., with the sale commencing at 10 a.m. There will be a door charge of $2 a person to help recover costs. To table costs, pre-sale, 1.8-metre table, $20. On the day, $25. Pre-sale half table, $12. On the day, $15. For further information and table bookings, please contact Sid Rose at L1LWR, phone 07-533-1029. 07-533-1029 or on the mobile 027-248-8664. 027-248-8664. Or you can email sidrowe@extra.co.nz. Hot breakfasts will be available from 7:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's the Te Puke Amateur Radio Club Market Day on Saturday, the 24th of September. Time now to head to Upper Hutt and join our NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL. Greetings, Debbie.
Kia ora, tēnā koutou katoa. At the risk of sounding a bit like a broken record, I do have an important ask from branches. If you or your branch cannot be represented at the NZART AGM, can I please ask that you urgently forward your branch voting figures on the remits to me as soon as possible? As I mentioned in the last HQ info line, we are very short on registrations to attend the annual conference, for whatever reason. If we cannot reach a quorum, which represents 1,078 financial members of NZART, the AGM cannot proceed. Furthermore, the remit as advertised to reduce the size of council in next year's election rests entirely on these much-needed votes. The future of NZART Council is in your hands. Please make sure you have had a chance to vote and that it is presented at the AGM by way of your branch secretary or a proxy can be appointed to represent your branch votes. On a completely different topic, I will be taking a bit of annual leave over the next couple of months. Like everything related to COVID, the ability to travel was impossible. Therefore, my annual leave has built up to the point I need to reduce as much as I can before the year end. So just to remind you, Annalise is now the ARC administrator. Therefore, she does not cover for me should I be away from the office. If you have any urgent inquiries during these times, it's best to contact your local councillor. So on that note, I will be away from the 12th to the 19th of September and again from the 6th till the 11th of October. However, I will leave a message on the answer phone and also on my emails that I will be away. That's about all from me, Jim. Until next month.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's business manager. Now for an update on Amateur Radio International news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Students in an amateur radio club in Romania have returned home with full hearts and full logbooks after 4 days of activating the countryside's beautiful mountains. More on their trip from Ed Durant, DD5LP.
Accompanied by their teacher, Adrian, YO5IA, and other mentors, a group of young amateurs from the school radio club YO6KGS in Romania set out from Reccio village in late July for their latest adventure, a four-day Sota expedition in the Umalo Mountains, after watching demonstrations by Saba, YO6PIB, and Eva, YO6EVA, who activated their first summit, Umalo Peak. The students joined them on 20 metres and 17 metres, ranging in age from 12 to 20. Many of the students had gone on previous activations with the school club and their advisers. Mihela, YO5MCM, could not be there in person this time, but made sure to chase the group from her QTH in Clutch, about 200 kilometres away. There was also a family reunion, ham radio style, as Nico, YO6YLJ, made a summit-to-summit contact with his father, Mihai YO6SM, who was operating from Norway using the call sign LB9HI. Mihai was able to give the other students their chance for a summit-to-summit contact too. Everyone spent comfortable nights in a mountain cottage, and by the final night, they had earned some bragging rights. The whole team had activated Umaloo Summit YOEC007 and logged summit-to-summit QSOs from Munsell YOEC527 to Umaloo on VHF and UHF. Daria YO6CDC wrote in her online diary that until the next time, quote, "We have the radio waves, the contests, the radio club where we meet, while the memories last forever," end quote. This is Ed Durant, DD5LP.
India has just marked its 75 years of independence, and hams have been busy celebrating on the air. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, tells us some of the ways they're marking the occasion.
Amateurs throughout India and beyond have been marking that nation's 75 years of independence with special event stations and commemorative nets. Special event station AT75CW will be on the air using CW from September 1st through October 2nd from northern India. Rajesh VU2CW is the same operator who activated AT75 radio earlier this month on SSB. Meanwhile, the Indian YL net on the India conference server on Echolink marked the nation's independence with a series of guest net control operators during the week of Monday, August 15th. Guest net controllers on this daily net included Dr. S. Sathyapal, VU2FI, director of the Indian Institute of Hams, using the call sign AU75IIH, and Aprakash Kiani, VU2KOC, who runs a popular net in India. He used the call sign AU75KOC. India officially marked its independence on Monday, August 15th. This is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW, Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you, Newsline, for the use of your copyright material. New Plymouth Branch 27 has two events running in September. Firstly, the annual junk sale. It'll be held on Saturday, the 17th of September. The venue? It'll be the Mangori Hall at the corner of State Highway 3 and Kent Road. The barbecue will be running and other light refreshments will be available. The sale will start for buyers at 10 a.m. All sale tables pre-booked are $20. Now, for more information, go to zl2ab.com or email secretary at zl2ab.com to reserve your table. The New Plymouth Branch 27 annual junk sale, Saturday, the 17th of September. Now, later in September is the Taranaki Award. This will run for 5 days from Wednesday, 28 September to Sunday, 2nd October. Points are earned for each contact with an amateur station in Taranaki, with higher points for club stations and the compulsory contact with ZL6 RFA. All you need to know, including the rules and daily net times, can be found at zl2ab.com or by emailing the organiser, Doug Beale, on zl3dug@gmail.com. zl3dug@gmail.com. And completing the official broadcast lineup tonight, it's Branch News with Stephen, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. And we'll start with the Manawa 2 Amateur Radio Society, NZART Branch 20, which has its table sale on Saturday, the 1st of October, at the usual venue, which is Longburn Hall. If you've not been there before, the location is the Longburn Community Centre, in Nairi Street in Longburn, just off State Highway 56. Doors open for sellers 7:30 a.m. and to buyers at 9 a.m. The usual kitchen food will be available, and you can get a table to sell your own goods, and for further details, email tablesale@zl2ko.org.nz. That email again, tablesale@zl2ko.org.nz. Nelson Branch 26 NZART has several events coming up in September. There will be a special general meeting on Wednesday, the 7th of September, at the Inner Glen Hall. Note that the date is not the usual date for the meeting, but has to be before the NZART conference, as it concerns branch representation as well as other affairs. So note the special date, Wednesday, the 7th of September, at the Inner Glen Hall. On Saturday, the 17th, there will be a luncheon to mark Nelson Branch 26's 90th anniversary. The event starts at 12:30 p.m. at Armadillo's Restaurant at 183 Upper Queen Street in Richmond. Now, you'll need to register for this event by the 10th of September, at the latest, to either Topsy ZL2 LS or Stuart ZL2 STR. See your CQ newsletter for contact details. And finally, on the 21st of September, there'll be the usual club night at the Inner Glen Hall that will feature Eric ZL2 BMI talking on practical QRP. And finally tonight, NZART Blenheim Branch 22 has its next meeting on Thursday, September the 8th at the EOC Wither Road Extension in Blenheim. The meeting will feature the Constructors Award. And just a reminder that the club has its 90th birthday celebration on Saturday the 5th of November. Note the date correction. See your club newsletter for details. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 25th of September. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for August 2022. Good night, everyone. Good night now.